Here with your MarketLine Commodity Report, I'm Tim Hammerich. Cattle markets up the limit on Wednesday on anticipations of plants reopening. Also a developing story for corn down in Brazil. Standard Grain's Joe Vaklovic shares more details.
Dry conditions may impact Brazil's second corn crop. The larger safrinha crop is in the filling stage right now. Dry conditions in a couple of the southern states have been an issue over the last 30 days. I think that the risk of losses there has increased a little bit. A lot of these areas have gone 5 to 6 weeks without significant rainfall. The one southern state in particular, Paraná, is the second largest producing state in terms of that second corn crop, which accounts for 75% typically, or about, you know, 3/4 of their yearly corn output.
Despite this news, corn prices were down a bit on the day. July corn closed down 2.5 cents to 3.14 1/4. Chicago July wheat futures closed down 3.25 cents to 5.17 1/2. Kansas City hard red winter wheat down 6.5 cents to 4.77 1/2. Really nothing new to report in Portland. Prices mostly steady and unchanged. Live cattle futures, though, had a day on some plants perhaps opening back up. June live cattle up $3 to $89.47 1/2. Feeder cattle for August also up their limit, $4.50 to $132.75. Class 3 milk yesterday couldn't build on the previous day's rally, down a penny to $13.62. With the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Tim Hammerich.